problems, but men checking out his wife Coco isn't one of them.
And did Cardi B have to put her hubby Offset and Quavo in check backstage at the Grammys?
Plus, two of the biggest stars in the world, Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher, have a new movie together, and they are dishing about it with us.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! Tana, what you got?
Okie dokie. So, all right. Yesterday, we spoke about Ben Affleck and J-Lo attending the Grammy Awards together. Y'all remember? And viewers pointing out how miserable Ben looked sitting next to his beloved wife. That's it right there, Brad.
I know.
When host Trevor Noah sat down next to them, the camera was able to catch the couple exchanging some tense words, and that exchange was transcribed by a lip reader who translated translated what J-Lo said to Ben. Jesse and Gary, will you do us the honors of reading what they said?
Stop. Look more friendly, Ben. Look motivated.
I might.
I don't know. I think that it's crazy just watching them interact this time around.
Mm-hmm.
He looked so much happier their first time that they were together.
Yeah,
seeing them now, it's like the dude is miserable. It's like, dang, I spun the block and it's not really fun here.
I mean, but Ben was also partying the first time, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of in the mix. So you remove certain things out of your diet, and all of a sudden, you know, you got to deal with the real world.
But he should never look like he don't want to be there.
At the Grammys.
Like, that's just a bad presentation.
Yeah. Come on.
That's just a bad way to look after all y'all been through. You know the world is talking about you.
Come on now.
Just smile, dude. You don't have to be happy. She know you ain't happy.
Okay?
Just be like.
They definitely talked about this earlier today. Just give us a smile.
Just play it off.
But he didn't want to smile. I mean, he didn't want to, but he's not a fake person.
Oh,
so, you know,
it doesn't have to be fake. It's what you will do for your woman.
You would think as an actor, Bruce Wayne, you would do so much better. Act like you want to be there.
He was Batman. He can smile down there at the Grammys.
Well, Ben and J-Lo probably didn't have too much fun at the Grammy Awards on Sunday, but I can tell you one person who did. Ice mother loving tea. Now, he took to his IG to poke fun at an audience member he claims was checking out his wife Coco's assets as she danced to a performance at the show.
Uh-oh.
And he captioned the video. LOL, I love how the white dude looked at me and took the time to check out Coco. I totally understand.
But he probably was trying to see if it was live or memory. White guys ain't used to looking at no big old asses like that. They like they women with small butts.
It's one thing to see it in pictures. It's another one to see it in the wild.
Tanner, can you testify to
Let me tell you, I look at butts of all shapes and sizes.
Okay.
I like a nice firm, but I also like a voluptuous,
you
know.
Do?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like it that doggone big. Honey, please. Honey.
No, I believe
this is great. This is good. I'm absolutely into coke.
Tanner look like he do be
juggling. No, I saw him looking at my wife's ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh,
it's okay, Tanner. It's something to look at.
It's almost like you hating if you don't look.
Right, you can't help it. Like, it's okay.
I mean, come on. We can go to an art gallery and appreciate all of the art.
Hello.
Agreed.
All right, y'all. If you thought Ben and J-Lo brought the Grammys drama, hold on tight to your seats. So y'all saw Quavo's tribute to Takeoff during the show. But what you didn't see is what went on backstage.
Ooh.
It seems that Quavo might have blocked Offset from participating in the tribute. And right before he went on stage, they had an argument which reportedly got physical. And get this, Cardi B was heard yelling backstage, possibly at Offset and Quavo. Brat, what did she say?
Both y'all wrong. This is not right. Shut the f*** up, because you shouldn't have been talking.
Oh.
You.
Okay. I mean, period.
Yeah.
You know what, Brat? You need an Emmy for your impersonation.
Thank you, darling.
That's your channel.
Yeah, I just tried to get into the moment, you know? Yeah.
But did you guys think that this was the place to have such an argument? I mean, to me, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that tribute, it was so heartwarming.
Oh, my God, it was so... Yeah, I cried. When you cry from home, it's a different thing. Because I know when you're there, you cry because you're really there
it
in the moment.
It was so heartwarming.
It was.
I can't tell you guys that I felt a way about Offset not being there.
I did,
he
too.
He was on the screen and everything. I don't know. I just
y'all
felt like...
Y'all can't do that, though. You don't know what happened or what went down. You have to remember before Takeoff passed, they weren't speaking.
Exactly.
Oh. Offset was talking about doing his own solo thing while Quavo and Takeoff was doing their project. They had just dropped a bunch of music.
Right.
So they were kind of at odds.
There's a lot of legalities.
It's unfortunate, when you lose somebody and you're at odds like that, and it wasn't fixed.
Right.
So Quavo did that song by himself, to his nephew, his sister's son. You know what I'm saying? So I would do it by myself too. I mean, and if Offset wants to do something, he can do something as well.
That's true. Maybe they should have allowed Offset to do something as well because
that'd have been too much.
Were the Migos.
Yeah, but that was a lot of time. You know, it was already 4 hours, honey.
Yeah.
So, no.
You saw how the people in Atlanta, they cut the commercial on like Method Man, Big Boy, and a bunch of other folks.
All right, Jesse, honey. Now, I know you were at the Grammys too, honey. We heard it enough. Now, we saw you, honey, in your fabulous dress that you're talking to the stars. So, tell us all about it.
It was great, and I was with TV One. They were the only African American outlet that had a platform at the Grammys. My dress was amazing. Shout out to Claude Kamini. She's a Cameroonian designer. Literally, as I was flying to LA, I called her. And I said, I don't have a dress. And she made me that dress on the spot.
What?
Yes.
It looks amazing. Yes. It was a stunning, stunning dress.
That was a lot of dress for a little person. Like, you're so small. I was like, damn, that is a lot of dress.
It was, but you know what? Nobody on the red carpet looked like me.
Well, no.
To the point.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Nobody looked like me to the point where, y'all, I met my idol. Like, I met all the hip-hop legends, of course, Funkmaster Flex, Slick Rick. Slick Rick actually told me, congratulations on Dish Nation. I was
Slick be watching.
That's the homie. That's the homie.
I was like, Slick, you know who I am? His publicist was like, yes, she knows. He knows
who
you are.
Yeah, that's his wife.
Okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then I met so many legends, of course. Nelly came by. I mean, Malcolm Jamal Warner
was there. They all have to stop at TV One.
They do. They
but my question is, did they like the dress?
Listen, so Shania Twain is my idol. Her publicist came up to me. I didn't know it was her publicist.
Still the one.
Listen.
Classic.
Her publicist came up to me and was like, that dress is phenomenal. And then I noticed her wrangling Shania. And I was like, wait a minute. That's Shania. Shania, please come to TV One. Please come to TV One. She comes to TV One. I'm in tears and I'm singing along with her. I told her, I'm Canadian just like you. And when I was a little girl.
I thought you was from...
I'm Canadian born, okay. But I'm Haitian.
She's Canadian.
Or Cahaitian, one of the other.
It'd be the first time Shania Twain has ever been on TV One.
No, literally. Honestly, so, I mean, shout out to TV One. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody. My first Grammys experience was amazing.
That's so dope.
Next time you go, you're going to go to get a trophy.
That's right.
I would
love to. You got some box coming out.
All right. Now, y'all know Drew Barrymore likes to mix things up on her talk show, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, yesterday she interviewed Tyler Posey from the new Teen Wolf movie while shaving off his bushy mustache. But let me tell y'all, Drew handled the clippers like a pro, honey, shaving one side at a time, even stopping at the halfway point to assess her work. She finished without one drop of blood, y'all, and Tyler seemed pleased with her work. What's up with that?
Impressive. I wonder if there's any indication on how she like shaves herself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
head crack.
One side. Screaming.
Like, you have to do one side at a time.
I'm screaming.
You don't just go like, I don't know.
No, it's better to do one side at a time.
Well, what are we talking about shaving here?
You know.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, I don't really shave like that, so.
Really?
Oh, you Teen Wolf too.
I am.
Wow.
Barbara Bush in the building.
I'm telling you.
Damn.
I'm telling you.
I was just holding on to that conversation for dear life.
No. Up next, my sister in spirit, Miss Maria Shriver, honey, is living her best life after Honor did her so dirty, honey. And wait till you hear who helped her. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So Maria Shriver just revealed that she went to a higher power to get advice post-divorce from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was it Oprah?
No. She went to a convent of all places, and let me explain. So on the Making Space podcast with Hoda Kotb, Maria says she didn't give herself permission to really be herself until the Reverend Mother told her to live. Listen to this.
The mother there said to me at the very end, she said, I think you came here looking for permission. I was like, all right. She goes, you can't come live here, but you do have permission to go out and become Maria.
That's kind of interesting. Like, you know, you wouldn't think a convent would be the first place that you would run to, but I guess that is the, the, you know, the Church of the Catholics, I guess?
Catholics. Their family are devout Catholics. Kennedys, yeah, and the Shrivers.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. Have y'all ever had a moment like this? I remember when I had lost my first virginities, I had did it, you know, my mama had told me, you're not supposed to have sex, you're going to go to hell because, you know, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage. So,
marriage.
Yeah, before marriage. So, I was distraught, y'all, and I had went to a revival on a Friday night, and they had an altar call, and I just went to the altar.
And you
I
know, was somebody on the altar.
Brett, can I tell my story?
Was it the Dominican man at the altar? Was he the one running the altar?
Well, the pastor was a black Dominican, and so I went up there, and he did. He looked at me, and he said, hey, God had told me to tell you, to forgive yourself. He forgives you already. And I was like, damn, that's great. So now I can go have sex again because God gonna forgive me.
Yeah, like once you do your Hail Marys,
exactly,
you know,
I'm good.
Forgive us, you'll be all right.
Yeah. And lose your virginity for the third time.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Now, Jesse, Gary, he's big, he's black, and brolic, baby. Ooh. Ooh, he's Jonathan Majors,
my
y'all.
God. My
Jonathan
God.
Is indeed gracing the February digital... Damn, can I finish my
story? Okay, my bad.
Jonathan is gracing the February digital cover of Ebony Magazine, and he's giving the ladies their flowers, darling. If you take a look, you can see Jonathan throwing the flowers in slow motion with a sleepy eye and a little smirky smirk on his face. Is this a thirst trap?
Yo, man, yo, Jonathan Majors know what he's doing. He knows to strike while the iron is hot. He is getting to it.
Yes.
And yo, you can't even knock the hustle, bro.
Not a thirst trap. I honestly feel it's not because it's Valentine's. Honey. I mean, he has the pedals. This is what people do for Valentine's.
This man is 100% thirst trap, and he's at the top of his game.
Yes.
He's got Creed 3. He's got Ant-Man coming out. And now he's scooping up all the women's
hearts. Yep. And he's giving them flowers and roses, darling.
And you got to do it while you're in peak shape. I heard Reginald Vell Johnson from Family Matters used to look like this. He didn't strike my eye. You know what I'm saying? You got to go for it.
Up next is the retired GOAT Tom Brady coming through with a thirst trap. So Tom placed a bet back in June with his clothing company, Brady Brand, that if he got 40,000 likes, he would recreate the pose of models wearing his Brady Brand underwear. Well, the tweet got over 40,000 likes, and he delivered.
Ooh.
Y'all, is this a thirst trap or not?
My man look like he about to be trafficked.
But my thing is, honey, he damn cheated, honey, because I look at his hands, honey, where it's placed. He placed his hands, honey, and he covered everything. No, the other models did not do that.
Maybe that's it's not much to cover, so maybe he wanted to.
Well, bitch, he got enough money, he don't have to cover.
So you mean to tell me his football ain't footballing? That's what you think?
Listen, he suffered through Deflategate 1.
Them models might have put him to shame, honey.
Okay, Hot Mama Alert, one of my favorites, Keke Palmer, posted a video of her dropping it like it's hot in her underclothes with the caption, "Good morning, y'all." This video is amazing. She looks
so
adorable.
Cute.
So not a trap.
Honestly, yeah.
This is some, you know, future hot mom having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm excited for her. I think she's just going to
Me too. Now she was twerking.
Twerking
that baby
pregnant.
In there like, mama.
Yo, that was my thing. I was like, oh, Keke, you're about to shake this child out.
Coming up next, the homie Andrew Froy sits down with Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon to dish about their new comedy, Your Place of Mind, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher to talk about their new Netflix film, Your Place or Mine. Check it out. You've changed. You were wearing red on your Instagram.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
What?
Andrew. Yeah.
Today's
come on, keep
today.
Up.
I thought
keep
I was
up.
Getting red,
keep
Reese.
Up. Keep up. Keep up.
I'm leaving.
Keep
come
up.
On. No.
The things that you already know about Reese are the exhaust of the work that she did years and months ago.
Okay. All right, Ashton. Tell me something I don't know about Reese.
Please.
Let me tell you
please.
Something quintessential that you don't know
okay.
about Reese.
Yep.
It isn't too deeply personal that I'm gonna get embarrassed.
This is exactly what I'm thinking about, Reno.
Yes, but then this could get me a raise. So if it's personal, it could help me in a way. I could get a raise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
We're waiting.
Reese always has good breath.
Oh.
Okay.
This is wow.
Through the screen, most people would know.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
just
meaningful.
Just in general, you always smell nice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Now, back
for personal.
Now let's segue back to the film.
Go right there, the first one.
Is this film going to give people hope for one-night stands?
But my character is not about a one-night stand at all. Okay. I think my character is like a single mom who never risks anything, and then she decides to, like, go for, you know, dating a guy is like a really scary experience for her because I think she's terrified she's going to get her feelings hurt or terrified it's going to upend her child's life. So I think it's really a love letter to single moms that there really is hope out there, especially if you open up.
I think it's about taking a risk in relationships and making a bet, taking a bet on it, taking a bet that, like, you could get hurt. And to me, that's the sense of what this thing is about.
Yeah.
Same movie. Right.
Two different perspectives.
Very important question. I know you guys are happily married, but when you were out there, were you good at the flirting game, or are you more direct? Or are you good at being coy? What kind of, like, flirters?
Okay,
so
this is like pre-relationship, pre-anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Just like in our personal, like, go out, like.
Yeah, like, were you more of the assertive person, or were you like the shy guy?
I have no game. There's no game. I don't play the game. I don't have a game.
I'll tell you what, auditioning really helps.
Okay. Oh, that's a good point.
Like, once you, like, become an actor and you start auditioning, and you have, like, because you start to get really used to rejection, because most of the jobs you audition for, you don't get.
Yeah.
And so then that really helps, like, because then you go, like, well, okay, well, she's...
And you live, and you're fine, and you just pick yourself up and dust yourself off and do it again.
Any tips for me, Reese, closing this out? I need help, Reese.
With what?
Just dating.
Dating?
Yeah.
You're adorable. There should be no problems.
Oh.
I can tell you have good, like, probably, like, you can bat around some cute kind of dialogue.
Okay.
Because you're very quick on your feet.
Okay, all right.
So that's your superpower.
Okay, Kutcher?
Kutcher.
Okay.
Now we're Kutcher?
Find someone you admire, be at the service of showcasing their gifts.
Okay, thank you, wow. Thank you guys for the advice, I appreciate it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's the last segment of the day, so...
This is it!
Guys, listen to this crazy story. So a mom of four took to her TikTok to share how she ended up having to breastfeed her husband.
Wait a minute, wait. Excuse me, what?
Husband, y'all heard me? It's crazy.
Okay.
So while they were on a would-be romantic getaway to Puerto Rico, seems she forgot her breast pump at home. And to alleviate some pain for her, he had to suck milk out of his wife's boobs.
And spit it in the bottle?
Did she? I don't know. Like,
no, sometimes you just got to just, what they call it, a Damascus?
Yeah.
Some word like that.
Wait.
And you got to just, like, just to alleviate the pressure.
So, Head Crack, you seem to have some experience as a father.
Yeah,
have you had to do this for your wife?
No, we always would have the pump or a child. Like, I don't like the taste of breast milk.
Okay, really? So you have tasted it.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
I think it tastes like whatever they had earlier that day. Like, it just wasn't my cup of tea,
right.
Literally.
You know, my mom did not breastfeed me. My mom has four children.
Yeah.
Jessica, Jeremy, John, Joni. They all got the me.
Really?
Yeah. So shout out to my mama.
But you on TV.
But not giving me, exactly.
Right.
The one that didn't get the is on TV.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.